Turn your ship around. Evacuate your engine room immediately. And you see all these guys running out of there. Now, they're 5 miles away, and one shot into the engine room, blew up the engine room, the ship stopped. They used tugboats, and then we landed on top of it. On top of everything else, we then land on top of it, and we took over the ship. We took over the cargo, took over the oil. It's a very profitable business. Who would have thought we were doing that? We're like pirates. We're sort of like pirates. But we're not playing games because, you know, for 47 years, Iran has been pushing everybody around. They're the bully.
This is my video update on this Saturday afternoon, May the 2nd, coming to you from Limassol, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And today is May the 2nd. And in 2014, on this very day, we had the massacre, the fire that raged inside of the trade unions building in Odessa, which trapped 40 plus people, burned alive by Banderite factions, NAZI factions in Ukraine, Russian speakers in Odessa. And much of what happened back then has led to where we are today with the war in Ukraine, with the conflict that continues between Russia and the collective West. So we had Trump speaking to an audience in, I believe, in Florida. And Trump said that the United States are pirates. That is what he said in his speech. He said, "We are pirates. We took over the cargo. We took over the oil. It's a very profitable business. Who would have thought we're doing that? We're like pirates. We're sort of like pirates." Come on, this channel. This channel was the first channel. We were the first ones who started to talk about pirates, right? We were the first ones that started to talk about pirates. We were talking about pirates when it came to Pirate Schultz and Ursula van der Pirate. And we were the first channel that talked about Pirate Trump. I like it, matey. I like it a lot. But yeah, it's good that Trump is admitting that they're a bunch of pirates. At least he admits it. That's why the globalist elite despise him. They love what he's doing, but they despise him as a person, as an individual, because he says these things, he admits these things, and they don't like that. They like to hide behind values and international rules-based orders and stuff like that. They don't like it when Trump openly admits, yeah, we're a bunch of pirates. Absolutely. So Trump sent a letter to Congress, and he said that the hostilities with Iran have ended. The war is over. There's a ceasefire, and there's effectively no war between the United States and Iran. How about that for some news on this Saturday? And we know why he is sending this letter, and why this letter was sent to Congress. It has to do with the 60-day war powers deadline. I talked about this yesterday in my video update, and I even mentioned that they're going to push this whole ceasefire thing as being a type of reset for the 60 days. So Congress can't really do anything. And Hegseth, he hinted at this during his testimony to Congress the other day. And sure enough, U.S. President Trump, he sends the letter to Congress saying, you know what? War is over. The war is over. Hostilities are terminated. So let's reset that 60-day clock. It's a shot clock that is now going to be reset to another 60 days. How legal this is, how constitutional this is, I have no freaking idea. It doesn't sound very constitutional, but I don't think you're going to get much pushback from the Democrats. Definitely not from the Republicans, but I don't think the Democrats are going to really push back on this either. So yeah, shot clock is reset. And maybe even an attack against Iran that might be coming, because Trump keeps on rejecting offers that Iran is sending to the United States. Well, the offer that was allegedly sent at the beginning of this week, we don't know if Iran really sent an offer via Pakistan to the United States. I haven't heard any Iranian officials say that they delivered to the United States some sort of an offer. And that offer at the beginning of the week said that that uranium enrichment should not be discussed. Let's push that back and let's unblock Iran. We'll unblock Hormuz. You guys unblock Iran, we unblock Hormuz. And then we can sit down and talk, and let's not deal with the uranium enrichment. Let's solve some other problems. And that was the deal that allegedly was delivered to Trump at the beginning of this week, which Trump rejected. Well, the Wall Street Journal is now claiming that Iran sent another deal to the Trump administration, and this is an even softer deal. Iran softens conditions for resuming peace talks with the U.S. Trump says he still isn't satisfied with Iran's position. New proposal drops demand for an upfront end to the U.S. blockade. So that's the difference between the deal at the beginning of the week, alleged deal offer at the beginning of the week, and this new softer deal that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on, is that the requirement to unblock the naval blockade of Iran, and then Iran unblocks Hormuz, and then they get to talking, has now been changed to let's talk first. So now we'll sit down and talk with you, United States, and we'll talk about unblocking all of the blockades. So we're going to sit down at the table, and then we'll talk about unblocking the blockades, where the deal at the beginning of the week allegedly said, first, let's unblock everything, and then let's talk. So that's pretty much the difference between the two offers. That's why this new deal is considered to be a softer deal, because Iran is making the concession that they will sit down first with the United States, and then they'll talk about unblocking stuff, all this blocking stuff, blocking, unblocking, blockade this, blockade that. It's all so confusing. But Trump rejected this offer as well. He said, not enough. I don't even know if this is a real offer from Iran to the United States. Once again, I have not seen an official statement from top-level Iranian officials saying, yeah, we delivered this offer to the United States, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting on it. Anyway, we got the big news that the Trump administration, a lot of Trump so far, very Trump-heavy beginning to this video, Trump-heavy news for today, but we got the news from Reuters that the United States will be withdrawing 5,000 troops from Germany. That's right. This is Merz's punishment. Bad boy Merz. Daddy says, bad boy Merz. How dare you say Iran is humiliating us? BlackRock Merz, I don't like it. Daddy, why are you punishing us? Why are you punishing us, Daddy? 5,000 troops will be withdrawn from Germany, U.S. troops, of which there are 36,000. So if we do some Annalena Baerbock math, we have 36,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany minus 5,000 troops. Carry the one times 360 divided by 360 degrees. That would mean that if these 5,000 troops leave Germany, according to Annalena Baerbock math, we have 31,000 troops, U.S. troops, that will remain in Germany, according to Reuters. Not a huge difference, not a big change. But it did grab everyone's attention, and I'm sure it's going to freak out the German globalist elite, the political elite that benefit oh so much from having the U.S. occupy Germany. A lot of money in U.S. Presence in Germany, in any country. There's a whole lot of money involved in that. It's a good business, and if you can get into that business. But 31,000 troops, my guess, as I said yesterday, as I was talking about this news, which has now been confirmed, that these troops would just be moved to Poland. That would be my guess. I'm predicting Poland. These 5,000 troops are going to get on a bus or on a train or on a plane, and they're going to go just down the street to Poland. And that'll be that. Not much really changing. Just a message being sent to BlackRock Mertz. Trump also is threatening that troops will be removed from Italy and Spain as well. He's not happy with Meloni because she did not help the United States with Hormuz and the war against Iran. So Trump is not happy with Meloni at all. They used to be best buddies. Trump used to gush over Meloni. Meloni used to always travel to the United States to hang out with Trump, but to really hang out with Elon Musk. But anyway, Trump was the cover. But still, they got along, and Trump was always praising Meloni. What a great leader she is. She's so beautiful, and she's a great leader, Trump would say. But not anymore. That romance is over and done with, and at least for now. And Spain, well, Trump has had it in for Spain since he got into office. He's very upset with Spain because Spain is part of BRICS, right? According to U.S. President Trump, Spain is the S in BRICS, not South Africa, it's Spain. So he's been upset with Spain since his second term began. I don't think anyone told him that Spain is not the S in BRICS. They just kind of said, you know what, just let him continue to be upset with Spain. It's okay. Don't tell him that it's South Africa. But he is going to also threaten to remove troops from Spain as well. So that's the news there. And we also have news that the United States is going to be delaying weapons to Project Ukraine. I thought the U.S. was the mediator. I thought they were the neutral mediator in all of this. I thought Rubio was telling us that he wants a peace, a settlement with Project Ukraine, and the U.S. is just the mediator in this conflict. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Rubio was not telling the truth. Maybe the U.S. is not just the mediator in Project Ukraine. You guys think? I don't know. Sure looks that way. Sure looks as if the United States is still involved in Project Ukraine, because we got reports which claim that the United States has, let's walk that way, that the United States has notified their partners in Europe that there's going to be a delay in getting more weapons to the Europeans, which would then be delivered to Le Gobelin Vert. So the war can continue, and the reason that there's going to be a delay, according to the Financial Times, of U.S. weapons to the European countries of the U.K., Poland, Lithuania, and Estonia, is because of the war with Iran. U.S. stockpiles are depleted, and new weapons will first go to fighting Iran, and then eventually they will get sent to Europe and then eventually make their way to Le Gobelin Vert. So here's an interesting story from the Financial Times, since we're talking about the FT. A lot of people talking about this story from the Financial Times. Well, I hope I can explain this one. Let's see here. So this has to do with the Trump kids, Eric and Don Jr., I believe. Definitely Eric. And it has to do with Kazakhstan and tungsten, which is very important for weapons, something that China actually has a China has a monopoly on tungsten, and it's very, very important in the manufacturing of weapons and of missiles and stuff like that. And so there's a big tungsten mine in Kazakhstan, a couple of big tungsten mines in Kazakhstan. And so about a year ago, according to the Financial Times, Kazakhstan, they promised the Trump administration that a U.S. firm would win the rights to these tungsten mines. And all of this was informal. It wasn't announced. It wasn't signed in some sort of a contract. It was just understood that according to Kazakhstan officials, the United States and the Trump administration would beat out Russia and China for control of these mines. It would be a joint venture, but the United States would be controlling these mines, or a U.S. firm. And so what happened is that on the Kazakhstan side, after some time passed, eventually a company called Cove Kaz, which is a U.S. firm, won the rights to these mines. And I believe they have a 70% ownership, and the other 30% is to the Kazakhstan government. So they did indeed win the rights to these mines. Now, on the other side of the equation, according to the Financial Times, you had the Trump kids, who had invested in a company called Skyline Builders. So they used a shell company to invest in another company called Skyline Builders, which was not a very, very important or recognized company, very much under the radar, which allegedly had to do with real estate development in Asia. But no big deal. Didn't attract any attention, the fact that the Trump kids had used a shell company to invest in Skyline Builders. But as the deal is going through in Kazakhstan, according to the Financial Times, Skyline Builders invested in a company that was a subsidiary of the Cove Kaz, which eventually would win the contract for tungsten. And then once the contract was officially announced, so it became official, that Cove Kaz had won the tungsten mine and it was going to the United States, the Skyline Builders and the subsidiary that they had invested in, which was connected to Cove Kaz, to a subsidiary in Cove Kaz, they decided to merge. And so Cove Kaz and Skyline Builders and all of these shell companies, they merged into one company, which then gave the tungsten mine to an organization with the Trump kids involved. And we got a whole lot of money that was invested in this deal, around $1.6 billion, I believe, just from the U.S. side of things for the development and mining of tungsten. And so the Financial Times is reporting on this. They're very clear to make a point that the Trump kids, specifically Eric Trump, but I believe they're also talking about Don Jr., that they are not active in these companies. They don't have a managerial role in these companies. They're pretty much passive investors. And according to their statements, they were not pushing for any kind of contracts or deals with Kazakhstan and tungsten mining. So the Financial Times makes a point to say that. The article on the Financial Times, if you want to read it, is Trump son's stake in Kazakh miner that won $1.6 billion U.S. contract. And actually, Eric Trump replied to the post on X from the Financial Times saying, "At Financial Times, be very careful. I had no involvement in this transaction and have always been a passive investor with no management role in this vehicle. Any suggestion to the contrary would be both inaccurate and defamatory." So he's not denying the Financial Times reporting. And it seems like the Financial Times reporting is well-sourced and accurate. But he is basically making the point that he's an advisor and he was not pushing for any kind of deal or contracts or anything of the such. He's a passive investor with no management role in this vehicle. So he puts that threat out there to the Financial Times. Look, the Financial Times says in their article that there is no suggestion that Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump knew that Cove was on the cusp of securing a contract from their father's U.S. administration when they made their initial investment in Skyline, or that they influenced the awarding of the contract. American Ventures, of which Dominati is a member, those are the shell companies, said that Trump Jr. has no operational involvement in the company and does not interfere with the federal government on behalf of any company he invests in. Eric Trump didn't respond to a request for a comment from the FT. Well, he replied on X, Financial Times. He replied to you on X. Yeah, the Financial Times citing informed sources that they bought into Skyline last August via a special purpose vehicle run by a subsidiary of Dominari Securities. The size of their investment was not disclosed, but they increased it by $24 million in October. Yeah, they increased their investment in all of this right as Kovacaz was winning the contracts for the tungsten mining. Anyway, it's an interesting story, and it highlights how the Trump family, this second term of Trump, is making out really well. They're making really good business deals. They're getting very lucky with their business deals. I don't have that kind of luck when I make business deals. I've never invested in a company, and wouldn't you know it, that company signed some big minerals deals with the government. I don't have that kind of business acumen, business luck. According to AF Post, President Trump's net worth has tripled to $6.5 billion since he won the 2024 election. $6.5 billion. So since we're talking about business, the European auto and truck business is going to be tariffed by the United States of America. Trump posted on Truth Social yesterday that he is going to impose a 25% tariff on cars and trucks from the European Union. He said that they can avoid this tariff if they do one simple thing, that is to move their manufacturing to the United States. If they build the cars and the trucks in the United States, then there are no tariff issues. There will be zero tariffs. Trump said that $100 billion is being invested in the auto sector, the manufacturing auto sector, a record in the history of car and truck manufacturing. These plants, staffed with American workers, will be opening soon. There has never been anything like what is happening in America today. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. There's nothing like it. If you want to avoid the tariffs, European Union, car makers, you got to move everything to the United States. I believe many manufacturers are planning, either have or are planning to move their car manufacturing to the United States. But 25% tariff if they don't. God's presence, right? Yeah, that's what it says. So the EU is just taking it from all sides, right? All self-inflicted. It is all self-inflicted. All of this is self-inflicted. So now they're going to have tariffs. They're going to try to negotiate with Trump. Now watch Ursula's going to get on the phone. She'll travel to D.C. She'll try to sweet-talk Trump. They'll try to make some deals. She'll promise him €1 trillion in investments in other sectors, which is never going to happen. But she'll try to figure out a way to change Trump's mind with the 25% tariffs. We'll see. Maybe it will work. Maybe it will not. Ursula can be very, very charming. But anyway, 25% tariffs for now on automobiles. The European Union is about to get hit very hard with a big energy crisis and an energy shortage from the closing of the Strait of Hormuz and the U.S. naval blockade of Iran. Much of the EU's energy comes from that region. So they're going to get hit very, very hard from that. And of course, they've still got the sanctions on Russia. They're actually putting more sanctions on Russia. They're going to announce the 21st sanctions package, according to Stunning and Brave Kaya Kallas, very soon. And that's going to focus on cutting off more Russian energy, oil and gas, leaving the U.S. to be the only game in town. So they're dependent on the U.S. now for pretty much most of, not all, most of their LNG and most of their energy. And the U.S. is now hitting them with a 25% auto tariff, and they're ramping up sanctions against Russia. They continue to ramp up sanctions against Russia. And they have the energy shortage in the Middle East, which is going to affect their economies in a big way. My God, the EU is just getting hammered, absolutely hammered. And the political elite, they really don't care, it seems, you know, they're just kind of going along, going along with their day, talking about going to war with Russia. That's what they talk about. They don't talk about anything else. They just talk about going to war with Russia and making sure everyone installs the EU digital app. Got to install that digital app. Those are their two big concerns. War with Russia, pouring money into the military-industrial complex of Europe so that they can hit that 2030 date of a smash with Russia, making lots of drones, giving money to Le Gobelin Vert, and getting people to install that dang digital app. Come on, install that digital app. Come on. It's good for you. Anyway, sticking with Europe, we have the new Prime Minister of Hungary, Mr. Magyar, who has announced his cabinet. And as Justice Minister, he has announced it will be his brother-in-law. How about that? His brother-in-law will be the justice minister. Magyar says that that he thought about it. Maybe it's not going to look so good, he thought, appointing his brother-in-law as justice minister. But at the end of the day, he said, you know what? My brother-in-law is the most qualified person for this position. So screw it. I'm going to appoint my brother-in-law as justice minister. Why not? Trump has Kushner, who's running all of his foreign policy, pretty much running his entire presidency, and his son-in-law. Why not appoint your brother-in-law as the justice minister? Maybe this is the trend going forward. Maybe the trend is for leaders in the collective West to just appoint family and real estate buddies and these types of people in their cabinet. Maybe that's how things are going to move going forward in the collective West with governance. Fox News hosts, whatever. Anyway, that's Magyar. And the EU, they are breaking out their tools. Ursula is breaking out her toolbox. We got tools to Slovakia, to Mr. Fico. She is using the same toolbox that she used against Orban on Fico, or at least she's threatening using the same tools used against Orban on Fico. In other words, she is telling Fico, you better get in line with all of our EU policies, or else we are going to hold back EU funds from Slovakia and we're going to strangle your economy. Eventually strangle your economy, make things very difficult. Then people in Slovakia are going to be very upset because their economic situation is going to worsen because they don't have access to the EU funds, which are rightly theirs. And then the EU will start funding an opposition candidate who will promise prosperity and a better economic situation. And that's how you remove Fico in very much the same way to what they did with Orban, the same exact formula of what they used with Orban. They're now prepping it for Fico. So they liked it. They liked the results in Hungary, and it looks like this is going to be their go-to now. So that's the news there. Oh man, I don't want to climb down that. Forget about that. So that's the news with Slovakia. In Bulgaria, we have the new government, which is going to upset Ursula and friends as well, because the new government is starting to talk about terminating their 10-year security agreement with Ukraine. Remember how all the countries of the collective West a couple of years ago signed the fake fantasy security agreements? Even the United States and Bidenopoulos signed a security agreement with Ukraine, which was meaningless. Meaningless agreement. But it made the news and it kept Zelensky in power. Look at me, I'm signing fictitious fake security agreements with all the countries of the collective West so I can stay on as president of Ukraine. It worked. But Bulgaria is now saying, you know what, we're not going to keep this 10-year fake security agreement with Ukraine. And so they're looking to terminate this deal, which was a non-binding treaty and stuff like that. So it looks like the Bulgarian government doesn't want to live in fantasy world anymore, which is a good sign. That is a good sign. The Bulgarian government is also hinting at not giving their share of the 90 billion. So their cut of the 90 billion to Le Goblin Ver, the gift that he is going to be getting from the European Union, Bulgaria is now saying, you know what? We're not going to pay our part, or at least they're starting to float that out there. EU is going to be very upset with Bulgaria. They're making the right moves. These are the right decisions, no doubt about it. But it's going to really upset the European Union in a big way. And now that Bulgaria is in the euro, they don't have much independence and leverage over the European Union. At least Hungary was not in the euro. But look, it's the right decision. I think all the small countries should just opt out of the 90 billion package. Just let Germany and France pay for it. Just give it all to Germany, France, Netherlands, Finland. Let them foot the bill for the 90 billion. They'll take care of it. Anyway, Merz will gladly pay it. Alexander Stubb will gladly pay it. Believe me. What else before Clown World? Got the news about Spirit Airlines going bankrupt. I don't know if this has to do with everything that's going on in the Middle East. Maybe it has a little bit to do with jet fuel costs and stuff like that. But I think mostly it was just a poorly run company, I guess. That's my guess. I haven't been following this story too closely. But the Trump administration has hinted at bailing it out, but it looks like they're not going to bail it out. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Spirit Airlines will cease operations this Saturday. 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. So no more Spirit Airlines. I've never flown Spirit Airlines. I think it was just domestic, U.S. domestic airlines. But never been on Spirit Airlines. Is this the first airline to go bust as we enter the summer travel season? And we have all of the turbulence from the jet fuel crisis. Will we be seeing more airlines shutting down? Let's talk clown world. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're doing all right on time. Like this video, share this video, subscribe to this channel. I remembered before the end of the video. I remembered. Hit that hype button if you have any hypes left on your mobile device. The hype button is on your mobile device and you have 3 hypes per week. So if you allocate 1 hype to this channel, that would be very cool. But I'm getting better. I remembered like, share, subscribe. Definitely hit that like button. Please, please, por favor, por favor, hit that like button. Help this video out. Help this channel out. I feel like I've been stuck on YouTube at 255 or 256,000 subscribers for like 6 months. Incredible. I guess there's not much interest in walk and talk news, I guess. Even though it's a hard format. It is a really, really hard format to deliver news. Why do I do these stupid things? I don't know. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Anyway, let's do a clown world and we can wrap up today's video. Trump posted on Truth Social an image of Trump and the gang. Trump, Vance, Rubio. Who's that other guy in the background? I don't know. I don't know who the other two people are, to be quite honest. But they're hanging out in the soon-to-be beautiful Washington Monument water, pool, pond area. I don't know what it's called. But everyone knows what I'm talking about. And they're swimming. They're hanging out. They're chilling out in the Washington Monument, which is being cleaned up. And Trump is very proud of the fact that he's going to make that area very nice, which is good. That's a good thing. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. But you have the memes coming out from this Truth Social post. And the best meme is the one where they place Epstein in the pool with them. That was good. That was very clever. But you know what was going to happen. I mean, it was bound to happen. Anytime you have a globalist elite now, posting any kind of photo on social media, or Trump posting anything on Truth Social, you know that Epstein's going to be inserted into the photo. I mean, come on. But anyway, that was funny. And finally, you have BlackRock Merz, who was at an event in Germany, I believe, and BlackRock Merz was complaining about social media comments and social media criticism. He's very upset with free speech on the internet. BlackRock Merz said, "Anyone can say whatever they want anonymously in whatever tone they choose, often in language that I find very difficult to tolerate. I have to endure it. I can't change that." Poor BlackRock Merz. Poor BlackRock Merz has to deal with trolls and bad language and bad comments. The key word being anonymous. That's the key word in his statement, right? Those anonymous trolls, those anonymous bad comments. If I only knew their name, if I only knew who these people were, then I can arrest them. I can find them. I can find them and find them. Find them and find them. If I only knew their name. And now we know what really bothers the globalist elite. The anonymous bad comments. The anonymous critiques. They don't like it. They don't like that anonymity at all. Anyway, that's the video, everybody. TheDuran.locals.com. We're on X. Let's walk out to the main road, grab a coffee. get this video uploaded. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram. Go to the Durant shop. Pick up. What I was going to say, piss up. Go to the Durant shop. Pick up some merch. I'm not talking too well today. And there's a link for the Durant shop down below. We have a special on baseball caps, trucker hats as well. So we have trucker hats, we have baseball caps, and our baseball caps are the absolute best. Very, very stylish, very cool baseball gear. So definitely check that out. Look for us on Substack. And I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.